Matthew chapter 16.
马太十六章。
Just one verse.
就是一节圣经。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Matthew 16:18.
马太十六章十八节。
And I also I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and Hades' gates shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Thou art Peter, a stone.
你是彼得，一块石头。
A detached stone.
是一个松的一块石头。
And on this rock,
在这块石头上
，a massive rock,
一个大的盘，巨大的磐石。
Our Lord said, "I will build my church."
主说，在这个大磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Dear Lord.We do praise and thank Thee for gathering us together this morning.
亲爱的主，我们真感谢你，你召聚我们在一起。
We know that we are in Thy presence.
我们知道我们在你的同在面，同在中。
Lord, we will remove our shoes and bow before Thee.
我们要把我们的鞋脱下，在你面前敬拜。
What hast Thou to say to us?
你要说的。
Speak, thy servants hear it.
求你说，我们静听。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们这样祷告，靠你可爱的名。
Amen. Amen. I do thank the Lord for the privilege of being with you, dear brothers and sisters.
我真是感谢主，有这么一个好的权利，能和弟兄姊妹在一起。
Lately, the Lord puts upon my heart just one word.
最近主在我心里面就放只有一个字
and that word is build
那个字就是建造
we know that this word build is a technical word
我们知道这个建造这个词乃是个技术上的词
it is used in construction
特别是在建筑业上用的
it is to form by gathering materials and parts together
是把一些材料不同的部分把它们聚在一起
and to make a form according to a design
然后就根据当初的计划就把它做成最终要想象要达到一种的情形
so the word itself tells us
所以这个词的本身告诉我们
that it is not just something without any purpose
不是说好像是毫无目的的
Without any design,
好像没有任何计划的
as if they are just something that just happened,
好像什么事就偶尔发生
and there is no meaning to it,
好像没有什么意义的
but that very word gave us the impression,
但这个词给我们的印象
that it is something that has a purpose,
那就是告诉我们说和旨意发生关系
and there is a design plan for it.
在背后有一个蓝图，有一个计划。
And there will be a process, a work being done.
而且将来要有一些过程的。
In order that this may be something that is presentable and valuable.
所以到最后有一个非常宝贵的一个情形能够产生。
So to me, I feel this very word give us at least several important meanings.
所以这个词对我来说代表了好几个不同的意义。
Number one, this word tells us that there is purpose there.
这告诉我们说背后有一个旨意，有一个目的。
In other words, it is not something that just happened.
并不是说偶尔就发生了一些事。
There is a definite purpose behind a building.
在背后肯定有一个旨意，有一个计划。
And not only there is a purpose, but there is a pattern.
不光有一个目标，而且现在有一个蓝图。
And there is a design.A plan there.
有一个计划，有一个设计在背后。
And having had this pattern, you find there is preparation.
当有了这些样式以后，就有些预备。
That is to say, you begin to prepare and gather materials for that building.
那么然后你就开始预备一些材料，为着这个建筑。
And after you have all these materials,
等到你有了这些建筑材料以后，
then there is a process going on.
然后呢，就有一个过程要经过的。
To put these materials together according to the design.
然后就根据原始的设计，就把这些东西都放在一起。
And finally, you find after it is built.
然后最后经过建造的过程以后，
it is to be presented to certain use.
然后呢，就呈现上来，做某一些的用处。
So this word in itself includes at least five steps.
所以这个建造这个词事实上代表五个步骤。
You have a purpose there.
你有个旨意目的。
You have a pattern there.
你有个样式。
You have a preparation there.
有预备。
And you have a process there.
有过程。
And there is a presentation there.
那最后那是最后的产物。
Now this word build.
这个词建造。
Is first used in the Bible.
在圣经里第一次用到的时候，
you will find in Genesis chapter 2 verse 22,
是创世纪第二章二十二节。
You remember after God created Adam,
你记得神创造亚当以后，
He said it is not good for man to be alone,
神说那人独居不好。
I will make him a helpmeet alike,
我要为他要造一个配偶。
And after that,
那个以后，
you find that Godtook the rib that he took out of Adam and built a woman.
所以神就在亚当的肋旁取出肋骨，就造成了一个女人。
And then he led this woman to the man, presented her to the man.
然后他就把这个女人就带到这个亚当面前。
So there you find the first word built used.In the Bible.
那里是圣经第一次用建造这个词。
And we know that whenever you find a word first used in the Bible, it tells us the meaning of it.
在圣经里面只要第一次提到什么一句话，那么这个就能告诉我们那个它的意思到底是什么。
So in this very word, we will see how all these five stepsof being taken.
所以我们看见在就在这个词里面这五个步骤怎样都连接在一起。
First of all, you find God said it is not good for man to be alone.
神说那人独居不好。
I will make him a helpmeet his like.
我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
So God has a purpose there.
所以你看神有个旨意。
God said, no, it is not good for man to be alone.
神说那人独居不好。
And how is it going to solve this problem?
那么怎么解决这个问题呢？
Then the next step you find, he is trying to find a pattern for it.
所以然后第二，他就寻找一个样式。
You know, God never does anything by chance.
神从来不是偶尔，就是随便做什么事。
He not only has a purpose, but he always planned for it.
他总是安排计划好。
And you notice,After God said, it is not good for man to be alone.
你记得我们的主当神说那人独居不好。
Then what happened?
然后什么事发生了呢？
God led all the animals of the field and the fowls of the heaven to Adam.
然后神就把野地的各样走兽还有空中的各样飞鸟就带到亚当面前。
And as these animals and fowls went before Adam.
当这些走兽和飞鸟从亚当面前经过，
Adam looked at all these and he gave names to everyone.
然后亚当就看了每一个动物或者飞鸟，就给他们起了名字。
But he couldn't find his like, his counterpart.
但是呢，他找不到配偶帮助他。
You know, God has a pattern.
神有一个蓝图，一个样式。
But Adam didn't know it.
那亚当不知道。
So God wanted Adam to understand.
所以神要亚当明白。
That's the reason why God led all the animals and the birds before Adam.
所以神就让所有的走兽和飞鸟经过亚当。
to enable Adam to see that he couldn't find any counterpart in any of these animals and birds.
就让亚当在看见在这些走兽和飞鸟中间根本找不到配偶。
So Adam will accept God's pattern.
所以亚当就能够接受神的那个蓝图。
Now what is the pattern that God had in mind for Adam?
那么对于亚当来讲，神的那个蓝图和样式是什么呢？
What will be the pattern for the woman?
那对于这个女人来讲，神的计划和蓝图是什么呢？
The pattern for the woman is neither the animals or nor the birds.
对于这个女人的这个蓝图来说，她既不是走兽，也不是飞鸟。
These are all eliminated.
这个神都把它过滤过。
哎呀， the pattern for the woman is the man.
我们知道说，这个对于这个妇人的样式来说，女人女的样式乃是男人。
Adam will be the pattern.
亚当就是那个样式。
Only Adam could be that pattern of the woman.
只有亚当能是那个女人的样式。
And then after the pattern was decided,
等到这个样式决定了以后，
then God had to make the preparation.
那么现在呢，神就需要做一些预备的。
Where could he find the material for the woman?
那么他要找一个什么的材料才能建造这个女人呢？
And again, you find that in order that Adam be the pattern, the materials had to come from Adam.
那么既然亚当是那个样式，材料当然是取自于亚当。
It has to be from Adam.
一定要从亚当身上。
Because only that which is out of Adam could be rejoined to Adam as one.
因为只有出于亚当的才能归于亚当。
You cannot have any other foreign materials.
你不可能有其他的外来的一些原料。
So God decided that the material should be Adam.
那么现在亚当决定好这个材料或者原料就是亚当。
Now how can he get the material from Adam?
那他怎么能从亚当身得到这个材料呢？
So you find there is a process there.
所以你看有一个过程经过。
Now he put Adam to sleep.
所以他就让亚当沉睡。
And then God did an operation.
然后神呢就有了一个手术的动作。
Out of Adam he took out a rib.
所以从亚当身上就取了一根的肋骨。
Now in the original it says he took out something out of Adam.
这原文就是在肋旁的一些东西。
He took out something out of Adam.
从肋旁取了一些东西。
And after he took out that something out of Adam as the material.
所以当他把这个原料取出来以后，
then you know he began to work to build it a woman.
然后神就根据这个来建造一个女人。
But that was not the end of it.
但这个还不是还没有完。
Because after the woman was built,
所以当这个女人被建造以后，
God led the woman to the man.
神就领她就到亚当。
He presented the woman to the man.
他领她到亚当。
And as soon as Adam looked at the woman,
所以等到亚当看见这个夏娃的时候，
he said, "This is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
This is a woman,
可以称她为女人。
Out of man,
因为她是从男人身上取出。
And they two were united into one.
所以二人要成为一体。
So we find that this is how the word "built" is used in the first place.
所以你看这个圣经第一次提到建造的时候就包含这些意思。
Now of course we know Adam and Eve are but types.
当然我们叫亚当和夏娃不过只是预表。
They are just shadows.
他们只是一些影子。
Where is the reality?
那么实体在哪里呢？
We find Ephesians chapter 5.
我们读到以弗所第五章就很清楚。
When Paul mentioned the relationship between a man and a woman,
当保罗讲到丈夫与妻子的关系的时
候， he said, "This mystery is great."
这是极大的奥秘。
That is in verse 32.
那是三十二节。
This mystery is great.
这是极大的奥秘。
But I'm speaking of Christ and the church.
但我是指着基督和教会说。
So in other words, you find there in the New Testament.
所以你看在旧约里面，
you find the reality of the relationship between a man and a woman.
那么亚当夏娃的关系的实体我们终于找到。
Christ is the man.
基督乃是那个人。
And the church is the woman.
教会,
now, of course, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
we know that the church is not a physical building. The church may meet in a physical building. But that doesn't make that physical building the church. The church in the original means the call out ones gather together.
教会这个词在原文的意思就是说那些蒙召的人聚在一起。
Out of every nation, every tribe, every tongue, every people.
从全世界里面把他们呼召出来聚在一起。
God called them out.
神从世界里把他们呼召出来。
And gathered them unto the name of our Lord Jesus.
让他们聚集在主耶稣基督的名下。
And this is what the church is.
这就是教会是什么?
And the relationship between Christ and the church is like the relationship of the man and the woman.
那么基督和教会的关系就好像亚当和夏娃的关系。
To put it more accurately,
我们说得更准确一点,
the relationship of man and woman is like the relationship of Christ and the church.
男人和女人的关系, 丈夫和妻子的关系应该好像基督和教会的关系。
So, this is the reality.
这个就是那个实体。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
my burden is
我的负担是,
that we may see that word built in relation to the church.
我们能看见这个建造怎样连于教会。
How all these five steps are being done in the building of the church.
怎样这个五个步骤在教会的建造里面
Now this morning we would like to touch upon two of them.
我们今天早晨先看前面两点。
First of all, you'll find in this matter of building, you must have a purpose.
首先我们看在这个建造里面, 第一要看到主义。
Why do you want to build a house?
为什么你要盖一栋房子?
Because there's a purpose behind it.
因为背后有个目的。
And you want to live in it.
你希望能住在里面。
And definitely, you know, there is something behind it.
当然,背后一定有他的原因的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄们,
the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣,
He said, on this rock, I will build my church.
他说,在这磐石上,我要建造我的教会。
Our Lord Himself is the builder of the church.
我们的主自己,他就是那个建筑的那个建造的那个。
You know, the church is not just something that happens. It is not just you put people together, piling them together, and you get the church.
好像你把人聚在一起, 像乌合之众一样, 就是教会了。
You find that behind it, there is definite purpose.
你看背后, 你肯定有一个目的。
The church is not the creation of man.
这个教会不是人的产物。
And it is not the creation of history.
也不是历史的产物。
It is God's creation.
乃是神自己的创造。
Because if you read the Bible,
因为如果你读圣经的话,
you will find in the letter to the Ephesians,
你会发现以弗所书里面,
in chapter 3,
在第三章里面,
now if you will please turn to Ephesians chapter 3,
如果你大家翻到以弗所书三章,
the Apostle Paul tells us,
使徒保罗告诉我们,
that he, by the grace of God, knows the mystery of the Christ.
靠着神的恩典, 他深知基督的奥秘。
To the holy apostles and prophets.
但是如今呢, 却启示给他的圣使徒和先知。
So we now know what that mystery is.
现在我们知道那个奥秘是什么了。
Now we read from verse 9.
我们要从第九节开始读。
And to enlighten all with a knowledge of what is the administration of the mystery hidden throughout the ages in God, who has created all things.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
In order that now, to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the church the all various wisdom of God.
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
According to the purpose of the ages which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是照神从万事之前以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, you find in the building of the church, there is a definite purpose behind it.
所以我们看在建造的教会的这个整个的这件事情上背后有一定的旨意。
Because the church is such a marvelous work of God.
因为教会是神的杰作。
You find that even before the foundation of the world,
即便在创立世界以前,
before the ages,
还没有时间以前,
God has already purposed His purpose in Christ Jesus.
神已经在基督耶稣里已经定了一个旨意。
So think of that.
想想看,
the church is not just a matter in time.
教会不是时间里的产物。
The purpose is a product of eternity.
我们知道说这个旨意乃是永远领的东西。
Even before the foundations of the world.
就是在创立世界以前,
before God created anything,
当神还没有创造任何东西以前,
God already laid a purpose in his heart.
神在他心里面已经定了一个旨意,
and he purposed that purpose in Christ Jesus.
他在主耶稣基督里已经定了旨意,
in other words,
换句话说,
he purposed that purpose for his beloved son.
他所定的下面的旨意是为着他的爱子,
and he purposed that this purpose will be fulfilled through his son.
他定义好这个旨意要在他儿子身上完成。
And when it is fulfilled, it is for his son.
当这个旨意完成的时候, 最后的结果还是为了他的儿子。
You know, God created all things for his beloved son.
神为着他爱子创造了万物。
But above all things,
在这万物中以上,
he wants to give to his son a most precious gift.
他要给他的爱子一个最宝贵的礼物,
to satisfy his son's heart.
来满足他爱子的心,
because he knows that the creation could not satisfy the loving heart of his beloved son.
他知道说光是我创造了万物不可能满足他爱子的心。
His son longed for something more.
他的爱子 渴望能得着比这些更多,
something that will answer to his heart.
有一样东西能够满足他的,
something that is like him.
有一样东西像他自己,
something that he can be united with.
有一样东西他可以与他联合的,
so in order to satisfy his son's heart,
所以为着满足他爱子的心,
God purposed to build the church.
所以神就定了一个旨意要建造他的。
So brothers and sisters, the church is not a small thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看教会不是很小的东西。
It is not insignificant.
好像不是微不足道的。
It is not something cheap.
不是很廉价的。
As a matter of fact, you find it is a greater work in building the church than in creation.
严格说来，建造教会这个工作是比创造的工作更伟大的。
I'm afraid that sometimes we look at the church as something extra, too much, additional.
我担心我们觉得教会好像是外面，而且还是外加的。
We think that the church is something, well, you can have it or you can leave it.
我们觉得好像教会可以有可以没有。
In our seeking, pursuing of the Lord Jesus,
在我们追求主的那条道路上,
all we need to do is that we can build up our personal relationship with the Lord.
所以我们想到我们要紧的是我们与主中间的关系怎样得到建立。
Whether we have a church life or not, that is insignificant.
到底我们有没有教会的生活不重要。
But we, if we understand the heart of God,
但如果我们明白神的心,
we should see that in the heart of God, the church is of such importance to Him.
我们发现在神的心上教会是那么重要。
It is His most precious gift to His beloved Son.
那对他的爱子是一个最大的礼物。
And it requires him to do much more work than in creating the universe.
好像要求父神的，他对于教会所做的工作比那个创造的工作是更艰巨。
It is a marvel of God.
这可以说是神的杰作。
And therefore you find when the Apostle Paul mentioned that in Ephesians chapter 3.
所以当保罗在以弗所第三章提到的时候，
He said, now, to the principalities and authorities,
那么他说像为那现在是天上执政的和掌权的,
that they may know the all various wisdom of God.
现在得知神百般的智慧。
Because all the unsearchable riches of Christ,
因为基督那测不得的丰富,
is to be filled that church.
应该要充满整个的教会。
And through the church,The unsearchable riches of Christ is to be known even to the principalities and authorities.
那借着教会基督测不得的丰富，甚至于让执政的掌权的都能够知道。
The principalities and authorities here refer to the angelic host.
这里的天圣执政的掌权乃是指着天使们说。
The angelic host, they have superior intelligence.
那么这我们知道在天使的那个范围里面他们有很高的智慧。
Their intelligence is much higher, than us human beings.
他们的智慧应该超过人的智慧。
But even to them,
即便对他们来说,
God said, through the church today,
借着今天的教会,
God is to teach these principalities authorities the wisdom of God.
神要教导这些更有智慧的 天使们神的百般的智慧。
In other words, what God can do,
换句话神能做的。
What God can do with man,
你看神能够在人身上做。
And turn them into the church, the body of Christ,
能够把他们变成教会基督的身体。
That can be united to Christ in one,
能够在基督里联合为一。
To store all the riches of Christ,
能够储蓄所有基督的丰富。
And to exhibit the glory of Christ,
来彰显那个神的荣，就基督的荣耀。
And to teach the angelic host valuable lessons,
来告诉这些天使们一些非常宝贵的一些功课。
Something that they have never seen, something that they've never thought of.
这些事他们几乎从来没看见过，想也没有想到。
And now, in the church,
那现在在教会里面,
they see the all wisdom of God.
他们看见神百般的智慧。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
so you can see that this purpose of God is so glorious.
所以你看这个神的旨意实在太荣耀了。
And this purpose is concerning the church.
这个旨意乃是关乎教会。
Now, brothers and sisters, if this is the case,
那如果这是对的话,
do you think we as believers should neglect this matter of the church?
你想我们这些相信主的人能忽略这么大的一件事讲的教会吗?
Do you see that it is our responsibility?
难道不是在这里给我们看见我们的责任?
That we may know the will of God.
我们能明白神的旨意。
And then we will pursue after His will.
我们要追求他的旨意。
And this is something that we must do.
我们需要这样做。
So brothers and sisters,First of all, you find in the building of the church that involves a tremendous purpose there.
在建造的背后蛮有旨意。
Now we come to the second point.
然后我们来第二点。
That is pattern.
那就是样式。
Probably before that, let me add something to it.
也许我再加上一点。
You know, in the Old Testament, you have lots of types.
你在旧约里面有好多的预表。
The Old Testament is a shadow.
旧约不过是给我们一些影子。
But that shadow will lead us to the substance, the reality.
但那个影子最后要引到实体。
That is the New Testament.
那就是新约了。
So in the Old Testament, God used all kinds of pictures.
所以在旧约神有各种的图画。
To describe things.
来形容一些东西。
Why? Because He wants us to learn the word through the pictures.
所以我们的主要让我们看出识字。
You know when we were children.
所以当我们是婴孩、小孩的时候。
That's the way we learn words.
那这就是我们怎么学认识字。
Now in the Chinese, you don't have alphabets.
那中文你知道没有这个字母的。
And every single word stands by itself.
所以每一个字都是一个图画。
Now, how do we learn these words?
我们怎么认识这些字？
So you find that the way to teach us to learn the words is through pictures.
所以要紧就是用图画来认识。
You draw a picture of an ox.
然后你就画一头牛。
And then underneath there is the word ox.
然后下面牛这个字。
So through the picture we learn the word.
所以我们看图识字。
And that is the way God teaches us.
所以这就是神怎么
See, the Old Testament gives us all kinds of pictures.
所以旧约都是一些图画。
And then the New Testament tells us what the words are.
然后新约就告诉我们那些字是什么。
So in the Old Testament, you find pictures, types.
然后旧约你看见图画和预表。
You remember God's dealing with the children of Israel.
你记得神怎么对待他的子民？
After he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, he brought them to himself at Mount Sinai.
他就在西乃山把他们带来归给自己。
And it was at Mount Sinai,
就在西乃山,
that he gave them the Ten Commandments, the law.
然后就神就给他们十条诫律法。
Because by keeping this law, they will truly be God's people.
因为遵守这些律法就证明他们是神的百姓。
God said, if you keep these words,
神说如果你遵守这些话,
if you keep my commandment,
你如果遵守我的诫命,
then you are my people.
你就是我的子民。
Now, after they become God's people,
等到他们成为神的子民以后,
now, what are they going to do?
那么接着要怎么做?
You know, when we read the book of Exodus,
如果我们读出埃及记,
our impression is,On that Mount of Sinai, God gave the children of Israel the law.
我们的印象就是在那个西乃山上，神就把律法降下来了。
And that is very true.
这是不错的。
Because without the law, they could not truly be God's people.
因为如果没有律法，他们不能成为神的子民。
And what differed them, the children of Israel, from the rest of the nations?Is based upon the law of God.
Yeah, 他们能和所有世界的其他的万民不同，就是在律法。
That is God's covenant with them.
所以这是神和他们立的约。
But brothers and sisters, that is not all.
但是不止这么多。
After God gave them the law,
神把那个律法给他们以后
，then you find God follow with something very, very important.
结果接着下面一些东西很重要。
When you come to Exodus chapter 25,
当你来到了这个出埃及第二十五章的时候
，Now God said,
神怎么说呢
？You are now my people.
你是我的子民，不错。
Now this is something I want you to do.
那现在呢，有一些事我要你做。
In Exodus chapter 25,
在二十五章那里
，verse
8, 第八节那里说
，God commanded Moses,
神对摩西有一个命令
，and tell the people of Israel.
就告诉以色列人
Make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
当为我造圣所使我可以住在他们中间。
God made the children of Israel his people.
你看神让以色列人做他的子民。
By giving them the law.
给他们律法。
And then God said.
然后神说
After you have been my people.
当你做了我子民以后
I want you to do something.
我现在要你们做一些事
I want you to build me a sanctuary.
我要你们为我建造圣所
Why?
为什么
Because I want to dwell among you.
使我可以住在你们中间
Actually, you find in the book of Exodus
其实在出埃及记里面
there are more chapters devoted to the sanctuary, the building of the sanctuary, than in the giving of the law.
其实花在建造圣所的篇幅远超过讲到这个建造讲到律法的篇幅。
Because this is the purpose behind the law.
因为这个是律法背后那个旨意。
You know, I remember when I was seeking to be saved.
我还记得我当我还在寻求阶段希望我能够得救的时候
I attended a conference
我参加了一个特会
and in that conference
在那个特会里面
in the morning
早晨
there was a brother who spoke on the tabernacle
那么有一个弟兄就讲到会幕了
and he came from North China
他从北方上山东来
now I'm a Shanghainese
我是个上海人
I couldn't understand Shandong dialect.
我实在不懂这些山东土话。
And furthermore, when you talk about tabernacle, I just couldn't understand anything.
尤其在讲到什么会幕呢，更叫我不明白。
Because at that time I wasn't saved yet.
那个时候我还没得救。
I didn't know the purpose of God.
我不明白神的旨意。
All I care for is I want to be saved.
我所关心的是我要得救。
This is most important to me.
对我来讲是最重要的。
What is important to God is not important to me.
对于神是重要，对我不见得重要。
And so, I went to that meeting every morning and I just couldn't understand anything.
所以每天早上我都去了，但是我就是不明白。
And I'm afraid, brothers and sisters,Even many of us today are still like that.
你看吧，我们今天很多人今天大概也都这样。
We are afraid to hear about the tabernacle.
我们不大喜欢听到会幕讲会幕。
And when we read the Bible, we skip over.
有的时候你读到会幕的关不是圣经节，我们就跳过去。
What has that to do with me?
这和我有什么关系
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
But you know.
你知道吗
？After I was saved.
当我得救以后。
As the years go by.
等到好多年过去了。
Gradually, I find it is so precious.
我觉得这个会幕很宝贵。
Because there I see the picture.
因为在那里我看到一幅图。
A picture of something that I will be involved.
而这一幅图，这件就是背后有一件很重大的事，是我今天要卷在里面。
Not even all with the picture with the shadow.
那不是只说我卷在这个会幕这个图画上。
But will be involved with a letter.
那乃是指着它背后所代表那些字、那些话、那些字。
So actually, you find in the Revelation to Moses.
所以当神对摩西启示的时候
more chapters are devoted to the building of the tabernacle
你看出埃及记使用更多的篇幅在 会幕过于在律法上
and then in describing the law to us
那么当你描写律法是用了一些篇幅
why because that's the purpose
因为为什么这样呢因为这是目标目的
that's God's purpose for his people
因为这是神对他百姓的旨意
So it is very important to God
所以对神来讲很重要
And of course it is important to the children of Israel
但对以色列来讲也是很重要
And then later on you'll find even in the building of the temple
那么后来你看以色列建造圣殿这件事
You know God chose David out of all the people
神就特别在这许多人中间就拣选了大卫
Now why does God choose David?
为什么神拣选大卫
Actually you know David was neglected by his father
其实我们知道大卫是被他的父亲忽略
Despised by his brothers
被他兄弟们所轻视
He was sent to the field to be a shepherd
结果他们被送到牧羊的
He is nobody in the eyes of man
在人的眼光中什么也不是
But God chose him
但是神选拣选
Why?
为什么
In the New Testament
在新约
God tells us the reason why
神告诉我们为什么
He said I have found in DavidA man after my own heart.
他说我在大卫身上找到一个合乎我心意的人。
Who will do all my will?
要遵行完成我的事。
See, David is a man of God's heart.
所以大卫乃是合乎神心意。
He knows God's heart.
他明白神的心意。
Now, what does he know?
他知道什么？
You know, when you read to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
当你读到撒母耳记下的时候，
There David tell Nathan the prophet.
那个时候, 大卫就告诉先知拿单,
he said, I live in a palace.
但你看我住在皇宫里面,
and the ark of God still lives under a curtain.
那么结果那个神的约柜仍旧在帐幕里面。
No, I couldn't do that. I had to give God the best.
我应该让神是最好,
I want to build God a house.
我要为神
Now, even though he was not allowed to do it,
虽然神不许他建造圣殿,
and yet God's heart was touched by David.
但是神的心是被大卫摸着的,
because that is the very heart of God.
因为这是, 神的心,
he wants to dwell among his people.
他要住在他百姓中,
he wants to make his people his home.
他要以安家在他的百姓中,
brothers and sisters always feel
弟兄姐妹,我们常常觉得,
that God was homeless.
神好像是无家可归的。
You know, you remember in Isaiah.
你记得以赛亚书吗?
God said, Heaven is my throne.
天是我的宝座。
The earth is my footstool.
地是我的脚踏。
Now, what does it mean?
这什么意思?
It means that the heaven and earth is his office.
所以意思就是说天和地是他的办公的地方。
But where is his home?
但是家在哪里呢?
He will dwell with those of a contrite.
他乃是要住在那些心灵忧伤的与心灵忧伤的同事。So
David knows God's heart.
所以大卫认识神的心。And
then he wants to build a house for God.
所以他要建造一个为神建造一个房。So
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
here we are.
我们在这里。Do
we know God's heart?
我们明白神的心吗?
Do we really know what God wants?
我们真的知道神要什么吗?
You know, I often feel that we are so need-oriented.
我们常常觉得我们是常常受我们需要的支配。
You know, everything is need.
什么都是需要。
I need this, I need that.
我需要这个, 我需要那个。
Give me this, give me that.
给我这个, 给我那个。
To satisfy me.
来满足我。
Now, to be need-oriented.
我们既然一直受我们需要支配的这种,
you remain a babe in Christ.
我们一直停留在婴孩的阶段。
When you grow up,
当你长大,
you will find you will be purpose-oriented.
结果你看见是目的, 神的旨意来支配我。
So that's the difference of the matured and the baby.
这个就是一个成熟的基督徒和幼稚的基督徒不同的地方。
Now, do we really desire to fulfill God's heart?
我们真的渴望来满足神的心吗?
Do we see what His purpose really is?
我们真的要寻求他的旨意吗?
Do we take His purpose as our purpose?
我们愿意以他的目标做我们的目标吗?
And that is something that we really need.
这是我们迫切需要。
So first of all,
首先,
let us pray to the Lord
让我们向主祷告,
that He will really give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding,
他真的赏给我们智慧和启示的,
that we may know His purpose,
我们能够真知道他的旨意,
we may know His heart,
我们能知道他的心,
we may know what He really wants,
我们能知道他到底要什么,
and by the grace of God,
然后靠着神的,
we offer ourselves to Him for that purpose,
我们把自己献上为着那个旨意。
So that is the first step in the building of the church. We need to see God's purpose. Secondly,
第二点,
after a purpose is purposed, then you'll find God will set up a pattern. You know, an architect,
一个建筑师,
when he asked to make a building,
当他要建造一个房子,
for instance, this building,
比方说这个房子嘛,
we will tell the architect,
我们要告诉建筑师,
we need a building.
我们需要一个房子,
he said, for what purpose?
他说什么目的呢?
Is it for private residence?
是为了个人的住家呢?
Or is it for public meetings?
还是一个公共的场所呢?
And what kind of meetings will you have?
而你这种公共的场合是什么样的场合?
And after that, you know, the architect will draw a blueprint.
然后结果呢？你看建筑师就画了一张蓝图。
He will design the building according to the purpose.
所以，然后他就可以设计好怎么样能根据那个旨意把那个东就房子建造起来。
And very, very true. The building he builds is an expression of the architect.
那实在说来，他所建造的那个建筑刚好能够发表这个建筑师自己。
Because when he planned it,
当他计划的时候,
he would draw a blueprint.
他要画一个蓝图。
And there is a certain pattern there.
你在那里有些样式在里面。
Everything is there.
都在那里面都有。
You know, I came from a family of construction.
我们的家里是做建筑的。
For three generations, we were engaged in construction.
三代我们都是做建筑的。
But I know nothing about construction.
但是我建筑完全外行。
I remember sometimes I went to the construction place.
所以有的时候我们到工厂去的时候。
My elder brother was involved in it.
那我的大哥们他们做这些事。
And in his desk, you'll find all the blueprints there.
在他的桌子上都是蓝图。
When I look at it,
我看一看,
it means nothing to me.
什么也对我来一点意思也没有。
It's just line and circle and all these.
有一条线或者圈圈等等。
But when my brother look at it,
但他一看,
brother look at it,
但他一看,
he saw the house.
他看到一栋房子。
And there is a pattern there.
所以你看到有个样式在。
And everything is to be built according to the pattern.
所以当它建造的时候完全根据那个样式。
Now, brothers and sisters, the question is,
现在问题在这里。
In the building of the church, is there a pattern?
当建造教会的它有一个样式的。
You know, many people think the church is just a product of history.
我们许多时候以为说教会不过是历史的产物。
When God's people come together,
那当神的儿女们聚在一起的时候,
they gradually find out the best way for the church.
那么他们在那找一条路怎么样能聚在一起。
Therefore you'll find many churches are being organized according to any organization in the world.
所以你看，因着这个缘故，就有根据不同的组织章程，结果就产生了好像不许多的教会。
It becomes the genius of man's mind.
所以你看，这个事实上好像代表人的杰作。
As people will build a great corporation, so today you find they build a church into a big corporation.
所以你看，人如果能够办一个大的公司企业，好像教会也是如此。
And if you are the CEO of a big corporation, you can be the elder of the church.
那么如果你是一个大公司的董事长，那么你就可以做教会的长老。
Because you know how to govern.
因为你知道怎么管理。
It's idea of man.
你看，这都是人的想法。
Now is it that the church has no pattern?
那么现在问题是不是难道教会没有样式吗？
God who purposed that church. And yet he gave us no pattern at all.
神难道说他的旨意是教会，结果居然不给我们样式吗？
And he leaves it to man's imagination.
那么然后完全看靠着人的智慧，人的智慧吗？
So throughout the history, you'll find all kinds of churches, so called, are being built.
所以你看，在2000年来，不知道有多少所谓的教会就被建造起来。
And you do not really know which is the right one.
你不知几乎不知道哪个是对的。
They all have their good place points and they all have their bad points.
每一个都有它的优点，也都有它的缺点。
And it just caters to whatever your desire is.
那么完全乃是个人各取所需。
Now is that the case with the church?
那么这个难道就是教会吗？
And thank God there are some who try to find the pattern of the church in the Old Testament.
那么有的人的确想照着圣经里面所说的那个样式来建造教会。
Oh, they say you cannot find the pattern of the church in the world.
那么他们说你在
in the world 世界。
啊，你们在世界里面你找不到那个样式。
You have to find the pattern of the church in the Bible.
那么我们需要在圣经里面找那个样式。
So they go to the Old Testament.
所以他们到旧约里面去找。
And they find.
他们找到了。
Now in the Old Testament you have priests.
所以在旧约你们有祭司。
So we need priests.
所以我们需要祭司。
We need pastors.
我们需要牧师。
That is the pattern of the church.
所以这就是教会的样式。
And then you go to the Old Testament.
你到旧约里面。
Oh, you find there's a choir there.
你发现那里有唱诗班。
You know the Levites.
你看有利未人。
Some of them were separated to sing.
所以你看利未人有一班专门唱
诗。So let's have a choir.
所以现在我们有唱诗班了。
And then they go to the Old Testament.
然后到旧约里面。
And find all kinds of things there.
他们找了很多很多东西。
And they transport it to the church.
然后呢，他们就把它过渡到。
That is the pattern of the church.
那么这个就是教会。
Now in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面
，you find the priests all clothed with garments, beautiful garments.
你看旧约那个祭司们要穿那制服的。
So now in the churches, you find all these garments put on the pattern.
所以你在教会里面有很多的制服。
Brothers and sisters, you try to find a pattern in the Old Testament.
所以我们事实上是在旧约里面找那些样式的。
And you say it's according to the Bible.
你说，哎，这个好像是根据圣经的。
But it is the shadow.
但那个不过是影子。
It is not the reality.
这个不是实体。
Because the children of Israel were God's earthly people.
因为以色列人乃是神属地的子民。
So whatever God deal with them is physical.
所以神是用这个外面物质来对待他们。
But the church is spiritual.
但是教会是属天的。
We are heavenly people.
我们是属天的子民。
So God will deal us with the heavenly and spiritual things.
所以神是用属天和属灵的原则对待我。
So we cannot make the shadow to substitute the reality.
所以我们不能用那些影子来取代实体。
I often feel as we are approaching the end.
我常常觉得我们到了末日的时候。
Christianity is going back and back and back to the Old Testament.
所谓基督教，实在说来，就慢慢就回到旧约。
That's a pity.
这是很可怜的。
Because we are playing with shadows.
因为我们事实上是在玩弄一些影子。
And the shadows will pass away.
但是影子很快要消失。
And when it passes away, it's vanity of vanity.
是当它消失的时候，那是虚空的虚空。
Nothing.
什么也没有剩下。
There are some people who are much wiser.
有的他们更聪明一点。
Oh, we will find the pattern in the New Testament.
那么我们在新约里面可以找到一些样式。
We believe that God must give pattern.
所以我们现在在新约里面主一定给一些样式。
The pattern of the church.
那就是教会的样式。
So they go to the New Testament.
所以他们来到了新约。
Especially in the book of Acts.
尤其是使徒行传。
And they find that they are apostles.
他们发现有使徒。
You find there are elders.
有长老。
There are deacons.
有执事。
So let's have pastors.
现在我们有了牧师。
As apostles.
就好像使徒一样。
Let's have elders.
我们还有长老们。
And let's have deacons.
有执事一样。
And if you have all these, you have the church.
你有了这些，你就有教会了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄们。
It's a physical imitation.
这个不过是外面的一个模仿。
But where is the spiritual reality?
那么属灵实际在哪里呢？
It is not in these technical things.
这个不是技术上的问题。
It is not in these physical arrangements.
这个不是在外面有形的一些的安排。
You know, I know years ago,
我知道好多年前,
when this wind of New Testament churches is blowing,through Christianity.
应该有一度所谓新约教会这个模型好像这个很大家很流行的时候。
Everybody want to build New Testament churches.
那么很多人都希望能建造新约教会。
And what they, some of them do.
那么他们做些什么呢？
If they have ten people there.
如果有十个人的话。
Well, we have to have some elders.
我们应该有一些长老才对啊。
And the Bible says the elder is collective.
教会讲的长者是多数。
So at least we should choose two to be elders.
所以现在我们要选两个做长老。
And then we have to have deacons.
那么我们需要这个执事。
So you have only eight left.
你现在剩下八个人。
Now have three to be deacons.
所以三个就做执事。
And the five become laymen.
那么 其他五个就是平信徒了。
So we can meet and we be a church.
那现在我们可以聚在一起, 我们就是教会了。
It is a New Testament church.
这个就是新约的教会。
Technically we are correct.
技术上我们完全正确。
But is this a church?
你说这是教会吗?
Is this the pattern given to us in the New Testament?
你觉得这是主在新约里面所给我们那个样式吗?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
I strongly, firmly believe God does give us a pattern. Because God never leaves anything to man's mind. Especially the church, which is so tremendously important and glorious. Can he just leave it without giving us any blueprint? It is impossible. Some people say there is no pattern. But I disagree.
我不同意。
I feel there is a definite pattern for the church.
我们相信为了教会的确是有那个样式。
But what is that pattern?
那么那个样式是什么?
When you open the New Testament,
当你打开新约的时候,
what do you find there?
你在那里找到什么?
You find the four Gospels.
你找到四福音。
And after the four Gospels, you have the book of Acts.
那么四福音以后, 你有使徒行传。
Now I believe there is a significance there.
我觉得那里有意义的。
Because the four Gospels give us the story of Christ.
因为四福音给我们看见主耶稣基督的故事。
Show us our Lord Jesus himself.
给我们看见我们的主自己怎么怎样。
And then it follows with Act.
接着就是使徒行传。
And Act is a continuation.
使徒行传乃是一个继续。
In other words,
换句话说,
the church you find in the book of Acts,
那在使徒行传你找到的教会,
is patterned after the Christ in the four gospels.
那个样式乃是根据四福音,
So in other words, Christ is the pattern.
所以基督乃是那个样式。
Just like when God wants to build Eve.
好像神建造夏娃的时候。
Now, who is the pattern for Eve?
那么夏娃的那个样式是什么?
It is not in these living animals.
不是在这些动物里的生物。
It is not in these birds.
不是在那个飞鸟身上。
It is in Adam.
在亚当里。
That is the pattern.
那个才是那个样式。
And only that pattern works.
只有那个样式, 有功用,
now, if you try any other pattern, you'll find it's a misfit.
如果你用别的样式,
so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
what is the pattern of the church?
到底教会的样式是什么?
In one word,
简单的来说,
Christ,
基督,
He is the pattern.
他就是那个样式。
He Himself is the pattern.
他自己就是那个样式。
So the church is built according to Christ. And this Christ is not technical or physical.
你看,
it is spiritual,
是属灵的,
heavenly.
属天的,
we need to know Him.
我们需要认识这个。
And that's the reason why you find Apostle Paul.
难怪保罗说,
his whole passion is to know Christ.
他一生全心的愿望就要认识基督。
To know him and the power of his resurrection.
能够晓得他复活的大能。
And to have fellowship with his suffering.
能够交通于他的苦难。
And to be conformed to his death.
能够效法他的死。
That he may arrive at the resurrection. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
Christ himself is the living pattern.
基督自己乃是一个活的样式。
The pattern is not a dead one.
这个样式不是死的。
It's not a technical one.
不是技术性的。
You may be correct in any every technical sense.
在技术上我们可能完全正确。
But it is not it.
但是不是活的。
It is knowing Christ in a living way.
乃是认识基督，在一个生命的是活的认识基督。
Knowing Christ through the Holy Spirit，
那认识基督借着圣灵。
It is a personal knowledge of the living Christ，
乃是我们个人的对于主的那个认识。
What Christ is to us，
基督之于我们。
Brothers and sisters， this is the pattern，
这个就是那个样式。
So remember， the church does have a pattern，
所以教会确实有样式的。
And the Lord said， I will build my church upon this rock，
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
The rock is Christ himself，
而这个磐石乃是基督。
We are not only built on Christ as the foundation，
我们不只是建造在 教会在磐石当做根基。
We are actually built out of Christ and into Christ.
其实是我们从基督里面建造出来才归入基督。
The church is an extension of Christ.
教会乃是基督的延伸。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12.
所以保罗在格林多前书这么说。
He said, the body is one but has many members.
身体是一个却有许多肢体。
There are many members, but one body.
许多肢体，但只有一个身体。
So also is the Christ.
基督也是这样。
We will say so also is the church.
我们说，我们一定会说教会也这样。
因为 because the church is one body with many members.
因为教会乃是一个身体，许多肢体。
And many members, one body.
许多肢体，一个身体。
And Christ is the head.
教会，基督是头。
But the Holy Spirit says, so also is the Christ.
但是圣灵说，那基督也是如此。
Because the church is the Christ.
因为教会乃是那基督。
Because it is patterned according to Christ.
因为乃是他的样式是根据基督。
So the more you know Christ in the Spirit，
所以你在圣灵里越认识基督
，the more the building is going on。
结果我们知道这个建造就进行了。
The measure of Christ is the testimony of the church。
基督的度量乃是教会的见证。
So you find in Ephesians chapter 4。
所以你看以弗所第四章。
He said, until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
我们都长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
We arrive at the unity of the
faith. OK, 我们要知道我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And in the knowledge of the Son of God.
认识神的儿子。
Until we into a full grown man.
得以长大成人
to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ，
满有基督长成的身量。
You know that is the church，
这是教会。
We are to grow，
我们就一直长。
To grow in the full knowledge of Christ，
那就是我们认识神的儿子。
We are to grow in the faith，
我们在信心上要长大。
Until we become grown ups。
那真道上讲的，一直到我们长成。
And what is being grown up?
我们怎么能长成呢？
The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
那就是基督长成的身量。
So when Christ is fully grown among us.
所以当基督在我们里面长大丰满的时候。
And when he is able to fill us.
当他能够充满我们。
And when he is able to manifest himself fully through us，
他能够完完全从我们上得着彰显。
That is the glorious church，
那这就是基督荣耀的教会。
To be presented to him as his bride，
献给他自己当作信徒。
So dear brothers and sisters， we have the pattern。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是有一个蓝图，是有一个样式。
But unfortunately， we do not follow that pattern。
很不幸的，我们没有跟随这个样式。
Because we are involved always in technical and physical faith.
我们所也注意的都是外面的，还有那些技术上的东西。
We neglect that which is spiritual and real.
我们忽略了那个 属灵的还有那些。
No matter how well you are organized.
不管我们怎么有一个很好完美的组织。
If there is a lack in knowing Christ.
如果我们在认识基督这件事上缺乏缺少的话。
The church is not built.
你看教会没有被建造。
So it is a spiritual building.
所以。
His glory.
这样我们能够消失在他的荣耀里。
And when you look in the Old Testament, you find the principle is there already.
你如果读旧约，你看见那个原则已经在那里。
Because when God revealed His purpose to the children of Israel,
所以当神把他荣耀的旨意向以色列人显明的时候
，Make me a sanctuary.
为我造一个圣所
，That I may dwell among you.
这样我能住在你们中。
And immediately following,
接着下面的
，God told Moses.
神告诉摩西说。
The pattern,
那个样式。
The pattern on the mount,
山上的样式。
The blueprint,
那个蓝图。
A detailed plan, nothing left for Moses to change.
那是一个非常仔细的蓝图，没有留下任何一样东西给摩西的。
And Moses was warned again and again.
摩西一再被警告。
See.That you do everything according to the pattern that has shown you.
凡事要照做山上的样式。
You know, Moses is a marvelous architect.
你知道，摩西是一个伟大的建筑师。
Because he was reared in Egypt.
因为他是在埃及被抚养的。
And at that time, Egypt was noted for its architectural feat.
那个时候埃及很著名的就是它的建筑。
You look at the pyramids.
你看看金字塔。
It is an architectural marvel.
所以你看那个乃是建筑界中间一个杰作。
And Moses learned all the learnings of Egypt.
那么圣经告诉我们说摩西学尽了埃及一切的学问。
To us, it seems to be ridiculous.
对我们来讲好像是很荒唐的。
That God has to tell every detail about the tabernacle to Moses.
好像谁要把这个会幕的点点滴滴来启示给摩西。
God said, "Make me a tabernacle."
神说，为我建造个圣所。
Moses said, "I can make you a palace."
那摩西说，我会把它造成像皇宫一样。
That's what Moses could do.
摩西可以这样做的。
But God said no.
摩西神说不。
Because this is a type.
这个是个影。
A type of the future reality.
那个就是讲的将来实体的一个。
Therefore, every detail had to be followed.
所以每一个细节都需要顺服。
And the Bible says.
圣经说。
In Hebrews chapter 3.
在希伯来书第三章。
Moses is faithful in all God's house.
摩西在神的全家中尽忠。
In what way?
怎么尽忠法？
He followed everything according to.The pattern.
他是遵循山上样式的点点滴滴。
So when it is done,
所以当这个会幕完成的时候
，the glory of God descended.
所以你看，神的荣耀就降下来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，and the same thing is true.
同样的
，in the building of the temple,
在建造圣殿也是如此。
Solomon is the wisest of all men.
所罗门是所有人中间最具智慧的。
If David want to build a temple for God,
如果大卫要为神建造圣殿
，just tell Solomon,
就告诉所罗门
，and he will design a beautiful temple.
所罗门就能够造一个非常华美的圣殿。
The world has never seen before.
也许全世界从来没有看见过这样。
But no,
但是不
，God gave the pattern to David.
但是神把那个样式给大卫。
God used his finger to draw it.
神用他的手指头就画出那个样子。
You know, if you read Chronicles,
所以如果你读这个历代书信的话
，and you find how God showed David the blueprint of the temple.
所以你看神圣经告给我们看见神怎样就画那个图样给大家。
When I read these verses.It's just like line and circle to me.
对我来看，这个好像不过一条线或者一个圈圈。
I cannot build a temple with this pattern.
我根据这个，我没办法建造。
Because I don't understand.
因为我不明白。
But Solomon understands it.
但是所罗门明白。
So he built everything according to that design.
所以他建造圣殿是完全根据那个样式。
And so the glory of God descended when it is finished.
所以神的荣耀就充满那个圣殿。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄们
，Why is the glory of God does not descend upon the church?
为什么今天神的荣耀没有充满他的教会
？It is because it is not built according to pattern.
因为不是照着当初的样式来造的，来建造。
We change it.
我们改变了图样。
We invent it.
我们发明了一些图样。
We think that's the best for God.
我们觉得这个对神来讲是最好的。
God will not accept it.
结果神不接受。
There is no glory.
所以没有荣耀。
The presence of the Lord is not there.
所以神的同在不在这里。
If His presence is not there, it is nothing.
所以如果神的同在不在了，什么都是虚空。
You may have a magnificent temple.
你有一个非常华丽、庄华丽的圣殿。
But if there's no glory,
如果没有荣耀的话
，no presence of God,
如果没有神的同在
，it is empty,
那完全是虚空。
It is vanity,
完全是虚空的虚空。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，how we need to see to know the Lord,
我们何等需要明白主、认识主。
It is our spiritual pursuit.
这个可以说是我们属灵的追求。
We pursue Christ Himself.
我们追求基督自己。
Not just the mental knowledge about Christ.
不是光是对于我们主在心思上一点的认识。
But an experience knowledge of Christ in our life.
那乃是在我们的生活里面对于主的对主的有经历里面的认识。
And this is the pattern for the church.
那这个就是为着教会里面。
So may the Lord help us.
所以但愿神恩待我们。
Now, if the Lord permits,
如果神愿意的话
，Tomorrow we will continue on.
我们明天要继续另外的。
We will speak of the preparation.
我们要说到那个预备。
The process.
我们要说到那个过程。
And the presentation.
然后我们最后说到那个结局。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do praise and thank Thee.
亲爱的主，我们真是感谢你。
Because thou dost make known to us thy purpose.
因为你真让我们看见你的旨意。
Who are we that thou should share thy purpose to us?
我们是谁呢？你竟然让我们呢有份于这个荣耀的计划。
That we may seek to do thy will.
我们能够在这里寻求你的旨意。
And we do want to thank thee also that thou dost show us the pattern.
主啊，我们感谢你，你也把那个样式启示给我。
We pray that by the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，但愿借着圣灵的启示。
That we will increasingly know thee in a living way.
我们能继续不断地认识你更多。
That all the building will be according to Christ.
这样你在教会中的建造，一切都是根据。
And to thee be all the glory.
但愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
In the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
阿门。阿门。